Welcome, Wealth Warriors. This is Tiz Gambacorta's No BS Podcast, the only podcast that delivers the uncensored truth about business and investing success from the trenches straight to your earbuds. Download a free copy of the No BS Guide to Wealth at guide.tiz.tv. And now, once again, it's time to claim back the No BS truth about success and wealth.
Have you ever walked into a bookshop and you see all those amazing books, all colorful with great titles, great subtitles, headlines and everything? You think, oh, I want to read that, and I want to read that, and I want to read that. And perhaps, you know, you maybe even buy a few thinking that you're going to read them, and then, you know, you come back home, life gets on the way, and, you know, you just put them on a shelf or on a table, and you're like, yeah, you know, I'm going to read it tomorrow, I'll start reading it, or maybe you even start reading it. But, you know, the truth is that, you know, you either never really start reading them or certainly don't finish them. Well, you know, I've certainly been in that situation, and perhaps you can relate to this. And why is that? Because books, in the way they are sold, are a scam. The issue here is that, you know, when you buy a book, it's structured in the way that the author wants to structure it and in the way that he thought it would be best to structure it for whoever his audience, his reader is. And also, and perhaps this is the most important part, is it's as long or as short as he wants it to be. So how do you get what you need out of the book rather than what the author wants you to get out of his book? How do you get what you need out of the book in the time that you need rather than getting what the author wants you to get out of the book in the time that he wants? And here's the thing, right? I'm sure you've all seen books that are like super long. They're like these huge bricks. And yes, they may be great books, but, you know, a 400 or 500 page book is, you know, it takes a long time to read. So here's the key. I struggled with this for years. There's all this knowledge in books, right? And it literally is, by reading books, you are getting, you know, someone's very best work for just, you know, a few dollars, euros, pounds, whatever, right? You're getting their very best work. So cost is not an issue generally. The issue is time. How do you find the time to read the book? You literally are, by reading books, you are standing on the shoulders of giants. And it's no secret that most or all of the most successful people of our era and eras before that, they're all avid readers in one shape or another. So how do you find the time to absorb all this knowledge? Cost is not an issue. Time is an issue. How do you find the time to absorb all this knowledge? Well, I thought I had found a solution, and I started listening to audiobooks. And perhaps, you know, You've bought audiobooks in the past, and perhaps you're listening to some right now. Now, that's a step ahead, in the sense that, you know, rather than reading a book, which requires you to physically, you know, be 100% present and physically focus all over your attention on reading the book, and you can't really do anything else at the same time. Well, you know, audiobooks allow you to, you know, work out, you know, you're commuting, you're driving, you're walking, whatever it is, right? So you can do some other activity at the same time. And some people, even I do, for example, you know, you can double speed or sometimes even triple speed the book, depending on you know, how the book is narrated. So that saves, you know, a bit of time. But still, right, we still have the fundamental problem, which is that you are absorbing the knowledge that the author wants you to absorb in the time that he decides. Even if you double or triple speed it, it's still going to take a certain amount of time and you can't really compress that any further. You know, if you can triple speed a book, that's a lot. Okay, most of the times, you know, without kind of becoming incomprehensible, you can kind of double speed a book at best. So you're still absorbing all that knowledge in the amount of time that the author wants you to absorb it, and also in the order that he wants you to absorb it. Now, here's the problem. You know, the author may have written a book, you know, on, I don't know, how to sleep better, okay? And you're interested in a very specific issue, right? How to sleep better in hot weather, okay, during the summer, say, or in the winter, depending on which hemisphere you're in, right? And so you may not care about the rest. You just care about that specific part. But, you know, sometimes you have to read the whole thing to find out that specific section of the book that's relevant to you. And so if you're listening to an audiobook, you may still have, you know, to read the whole thing to find out what's going on, right? To find out how, you know, that specific section of information. And so that's something that I really kind of struggled with. And I was like, there must be a better way. You know, it was kind of progress, but still, right? There's only so many hours in a day. And even with audiobooks, you're still limited in the amount of books that you can read, listen to, consume. And most importantly, you're absorbing a bunch of information which may not be relevant to you. Only maybe, you know, 10% or a small fraction of that may be relevant to you. And then I had this big breakthrough. And I went back to paper books. You know, not audiobooks, not ebooks, not Kindle, paper, old school books. And I know, okay, sometimes, you know, some people prefer to read on paper for personal preferences, but that's not what I'm referring to here. It's, and this is key, because paper books, they allow you to scan through the information. Okay, you can flick through pages, and I also then started learning how to speed read. Okay, and now, you know, I can sometimes read a book in as little as, you know, 20, 30 minutes. That's huge. That's a huge improvement of what it used to take me before, which was like a week, sometimes 2 weeks, a lot of hours. And so by being able to scan and speed read through a book, and there are some more advanced techniques. I may actually do a short course on how to speed read. There are some more advanced techniques that you can use to scan through the books and exactly find the information that you're looking for. So now you're not having to consume the book in the order that the author wants you to consume. You're not having to spend hours listening to a book, reading a book. But now you take a book, you figure out what you want to get out of the book, and then you go look for it. So not only you're taking the author's best work for pennies on the dollar, but on top of that, you're also then really getting what you need out of the book so you can reach your goals. So rather than, you know, having to consume all of this bunch of information trying to find a gold nugget, you just go for the gold nugget directly. And all of this was thanks to speed reading. Again, I'll put together something, maybe a short video or a few videos or kind of a small product on this. It's all about, you know, getting the information that you need out of the book in the time that you need, in the time that you have, in the order that you want, rather than getting it in the amount of time that the author wants you to consume it in, and, you know, he and consuming what he wants you to consume. So maybe, you know, you can relate to this. You know, you've struggled, like I did in the past, with wanting to read all these books, absorb all this knowledge. And it wasn't a matter of cost, it was a matter of time. You know, you're excited, you want to read the book, and then life gets on the way. Well, this is the solution. Okay, that's how this has made all the difference to me. Now I can consume a lot more knowledge faster, I can learn faster, and this is by learning how to learn faster. Learning how to learn faster. So I hope this was useful. I highly encourage you, if you are, buying Kindle books or, traditional paper books, learn how to learn faster. Speed read, there's a few techniques that I'll share on, how to, exactly identify the information that you need in a book. And if you're still listening to audiobooks, that's great. However, and keep doing so, I still do, because again, it's great, right? You're working out at the gym, you're walking, you're traveling, whatever, that's great. However, the real big difference, kind of the 80-20 breakthrough, in my opinion, will come from speed reading, okay? And can you do this on Kindle? Yes, you can, but it won't be as fast, it won't be as easy as on a paper book. On a paper book, you've got two pages, you can scan through stuff. Kindle is a bit more difficult. So I think that's, paper books, speed reading, a few techniques that I may share. That's really what will kind of help you do that quantum leap in terms of, reading faster, consuming more information faster, getting the information that you need, and overall, learning faster. So, learn how to learn faster. I'll talk to you soon.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, select the bell icon so you can get notified every time we launch a new episode, or leave a 5-star review if you're listening to this as a podcast. Before you leave, don't forget to click on that link in the description box, or go to guide.tiz.tv to get free instant access to the No BS Guide to Wealth. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.